By all accounts, the conduct of judicial executions in Britain in the 20th century was dignified and humane, at least insofar as it is possible to be humane when inflicting an act of extreme violence. At the appropriate hour, normally 9 o'clock, the executioner and his assistant would enter the condemned cell where they would pinion the arms of their victim before leading him a few yards to the gallows. The scaffold itself was usually sited in the room next to the condemned cell, and when the prisoner entered, he would be led to a chalked T-mark on the trapdoor, where the executioner would apply the noose to his victim's neck with a knot, in reality a metal eye, positioned underneath the left ear, and cover his head with a white cloth bag. As the hangman applied the noose, his assistant strapped the prisoner's ankles together, and when he had finished, the chief executioner pulled out a safety pin, pushed a lever, and the prisoner fell a short distance, and died instantly from a fractured dislocation of the spinal column and colossal concussion. On average, the whole process, from the hangman first entering the cell to the prisoner dying at the end of the rope, took no more than 10 seconds, sometimes even less. The last judicial executions took place in Britain in 1964, after which the death penalty was suspended and then abolished for the crime of murder. However, the death penalty continues to remain in force for a handful of crimes, most notably that of treason.